Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, so we got Fromber on the IL, man.
We do.
As feared, he's on the IL. Now, could be short term. That's the pitch right now.
Mm-hmm.
Could be back sooner rather than later.
I see what you did right there.
But yeah, Fromber on the IL, mm-hmm. as suspected. And then the Astros yesterday just absolutely wet the bed. And it was a missed opportunity early on. You get three straight singles to start off a game, and then you come away with one run. Mm-hmm. You deserve what you get. And what they got was another L yesterday to the Royals. But the big news, of course, Fromber Valdez, he gone for now.
Yeah, Fromber gone. Verlander there. I saw Sean tweeting about all the guys that were on the IL.
He's talking about relatives getting killed and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And the line of thinking is, boy, they got all these great pitchers on the IL. And I saw the tweet, and I thought, well, yes and no.
I don't know that this is a good rotation, fully healthy.
Yeah, exactly. I think what's going on here is they are a lot of things are catching up to him. Age and Verlander, the inevitable with McCullers, Fromber, you know, who knows with his elbow and who knows how it's going to be. And by the way, what do you believe? You know, I don't believe what they say. It's impossible.
What is Verlander at 41?
Yeah.
What is Lance McCullers after two surgeries? That's really what I don't. What is
like I said,
Luis
Verlander
Garcia?
With age, McCullers with the inevitable, I think.
Yeah.
They're just kind of keeping him around. Who knows with Luis Garcia? I'm actually more confident on Luis Garcia than a lot of those guys.
Really? Why?
I just feel like he's done all the rehab. He's sat out long enough. I don't think he's necessarily a super power pitcher. I think he's a little younger. Of all those guys on that list that we're talking about, I actually feel better about Luis Garcia than just about any of them. Maybe even Fromber this year.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. I don't know what to think about this squad. They're going to be scratching and clawing to get into the postseason at this point, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fromber thing, like, let's just make no mistake about it. This isn't going to be the only time that he misses.
Right.
Let's just make that very clear. Like, the IL, this is not, it's not just going to be this, and then he comes back and everything is cool and everything's fine. So,
yeah.
That's just kind of where they sit right now, and it's not the... not the greatest thing, man. Not the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to take a step back. Other thing, I don't want to jump to any conclusions. But this is spot a guy bores the hell out of me.
Okay, glad you brought him up.
I get that. You know, he was a bench coach and he sat there and did whatever the hell bench coach does. But this guy, he was hired to right the ship. I don't know that they needed a guy that needed to right a ship. I think they needed a guy that was gonna be motivational, be able to win you some games within the structure of mm-hmm. it. I think as the aging goes on, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but I just don't know how this Espada guy motivates you to go out there during the dark days of August and all that. He bores the hell out of me.
I don't know if he bores me or not. We'll see on that.
He excites you?
No, I'm just saying we'll see on that. I think your point is good, but that's not the point I want to make on Espada. It's early, isn't it?
It's early.
Is it early, Figgy?
It was early yesterday when we talked about how huge that win was, too, though.
It's only April, guys.
Is it only April? But.
A lot of baseball left.
Does Dusty need a little, I mean, does Joe Espada need a little Dusty in
it? Can't get it.
Does he need a little Dusty in
him? He would look weird.
Pause, as they say. Because I think he's missing an ingredient. Like, it's fine. Like, they wanted the continuity. They wanted the guy that's been there. They wanted to reward their own. They wanted, you know, all the things, the familiarity, all those things on the reason that they hired him. But something happened yesterday that maybe I'm making a little bit too much of this. I will say that up front.
Okay.
I don't think it would have happened with Dusty, though. Okay. I really don't. So before the
game. Where's this going?
Before the game, they were asking Joe Espada about today's starter. He said, Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown's going to be the starter. After the game.
We got the debut of one of Adam Spillane's favorite. Spencer Arrighetti. Spencer Arrighetti. Who the hell is this? We'll ask Adam Spillane at 10:40. I'm sure he'll have a full scouting report.
Would that have happened with Dusty as the manager?
Perhaps, perhaps not.
Because I think Dusty, I think Joe, I'm starting to get a bead on things. And again, it's early. I think Joe Espada is...
Uh-oh. You're going to use the P word, just use the P word.
Not a P word.
If you're going to use the P word, use the P word.
The Y word. Yes, man.
So puppet.
A yes, man.
Puppet.
You can call it what you want. I think he's a yes man. And here's this. I'm feeling a vibe here. By the way, it's early.
Say it again.
Yeah, it's definitely early, but I'm feeling a vibe here based not just on that. That this is a Dana Brown joint, man.
Well, for sure it's a Dana Brown joint. We know this.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to maybe to an extreme. And Dusty would have fought that. Say what you will about Dusty.
And I don't know if that's good or not. But I do think that if I'm a ball player and I walk into a clubhouse and I see Dusty Baker sitting there.
Respect.
And he's talking to me.
You don't have to agree.
Yeah.
But respect.
Yeah. It's, you know, when we're kind of struggling and stuff, I feel like that would light a fire underneath me. Pause. and I feel that would be something that I would. This is Spotted Guy. He's boring. He's boring. I'm trying to think of examples where. You know, you have a really nice thing going. Naturally, I think even the right manager would be fighting an uphill battle here because of the obvious. But I think they kind of took the easy way out with this hire. I think they took the easy way out, and I think it kind of connects to what you're saying. I think Dana Brown might have wanted to take the easy way out after getting pushback from baseball royalty, and maybe not even the best pushback. Like, the Maldonado thing was a joke, so I think there is some sort of balance. But
no, for sure.
I don't think that Joe Espada made this hire thinking
Dana Brown.
Yeah. I don't think he made this Espada hire thinking, okay, well, we really got to get some juice here, and we really got to crank it up a notch. I think it was we're going to write the ship, and you know what? My what I say goes.
Something else happened that kind of galvanized this thought of me that I'm having yesterday. So say what you will about Dusty Baker, but he had a strong will. I mean, he commanded respect, as I just mentioned. And here's the other thing that very, very key. He was undeniably old school, right? Undeniably old school.
I think he was a little bit more open-minded than he got credit for.
He was.
He wasn't Tony La Russa.
He was, but he was undeniably old school.
No doubt. OG.
At the same time. So Joe Espada pulled Josh Hader in the ninth inning yesterday. All right? Let me lay this out for you.
Yeah.
And tell me if Dusty would have done this. After the game, of course, they got beat. You know, poor guy got called up too. Another guy got called up and got the L right out of the chute, you know. After the game, Joe Espada said, quote, "We have to make sure that we're smart about the length of our season. We have to be smart here and be careful how much we ask of those guys." Landry. Hader threw 11 pitches.
I have no problem with that.
I'm just saying, would Dusty have done that?
Probably. Probably.
11 pitches?
I think so. Text line 713.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were going here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I just saw it.
He's David Culley all over again.
If we got to go three and out and punt it, We're good.
Almost being Joe Espada.
When Lopez called him a yes man, I almost played the David Culley drop, but I didn't want to go there, man.
It's well,
there.
Get, we're get there. This. The OG is saying that Espada is in over his head. He's in over his head.
All about being a Texan.
I just don't, you know, and I hear, well, the funniest thing for me with this whole thing, and I think this is absolutely hilarious. This was the most ass backwards thing that I heard, and it was weird. It was weirdly presented where I heard Spillane say it. I've heard other people who cover the Astros say it. Mm-hmm. Well, Espada, he interviewed for other managerial jobs, and, you know, so obviously he was wanted. Mm-hmm. Is that what that means? Yeah. If you interview and don't get the job,
is that what that means? No.
That's what I'm confused about. Okay, so he interviewed and they didn't hire him. So that means that he's in demand? Or does that mean they interviewed him and said, okay, this guy might just be a walking yes man?
Yeah, yeah. Well, give him credit, though, on this. If it was his decision, it might have been another Dana Brown decision for all we know.
John, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear this guy talk,
yeah,
like after the Altuve base running blunder,
mm-hmm.
he goes up there and he's like, well, you know, I'm going to have to look at what happened there. It looks like he might have gotten frozen up on the base paths. And then the Jake Myers thing. Well, you know, he had the green light there and, you know, he was aggressive and we ended up getting the out. Like, Dusty would have at least said that was a knucklehead, yes. boneheaded play.
Yes.
We can't have that.
He needs a little Dusty in him.
But you can't get that.
Yeah, he needs a little
bit. You can't try to have Dusty in you.
You can maybe be a little more assertive. That's the word I was looking for with Dusty. He was assertive. He commanded respect. But let's give Joe Espada credit for this.
For what?
For this. If it is his decision, was his decision. Yordan in the two-hole? Whew. That's like a pretty good call.
Yeah, I don't understand the case against it.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying they changed it. They moved
no,
it.
No, I know. There was a case against it, though, at the start. Mm-hmm. I mean, Aaron Judge bats too.
Yeah.
Two is the new three. Growing up in my day, it was your best hitter hits three. Now it seems like...
Some people put him at one.
Throw him up at two.
Yeah.
Let him do his thing. So, yeah, the Yordan thing is a thing of beauty.
Yeah. It's just like all these little hints, these little signs, you know, being kind of undercut. Or maybe he did it strategically to not give the Royals a big tip on the next guy coming up, you know, Spencer Arrighetti or whatever. But, yeah, Hunter Brown's going to start Wednesday. Well, no, Spencer Arrighetti's going to start Wednesday. Yeah. We have to make sure that we don't extend our pitchers. Dude threw 11 pitches. I think Dusty would have maybe at least brought him out there to try to get the last inning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Someone says the most important thing about baseball is the baseball.
I agree.
It's Joe Espada quote.
I agree.
The most important thing about football is the football.
281, Espada too soft and too close to the players to get on their asses, pause, when it's needed. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know about this guy.
I took this job simply because there's 32 of these in this league.
I am putting a lot in the press conference. So I admittedly, but just the way that he's out, he doesn't do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is Spotify, doesn't do it for me.
I get it. And like I said, the signs are there.
And meanwhile, you have, because I think if you want some juice, like the Angels are off to a better start than I think we anticipated. Ron Washington's got juice.
Yes.
That's juice.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, are the Angels going to end up being better than the Astros? I would bet no.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little bit of juice, yes, right there.
That is a little bit of juice.
So there we go. We'll see how this goes. I'm just saying right now. I'm not. This is Espada guy. He bores the living hell out of me.
Yeah, I do want to bring up something else too that is hugely important.
Okay.
Enormously important.
Okay.
I feel like Figgy and I are just getting bleeped on by you.
How is that?
Just completely bleeped on.
How is that?
We do our prep. We get ready every day. Sometimes we do, this is true.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do the old.
Now I do all the time. Sometimes,
yeah, of course you do. We're the ones that are slacking. See what I mean, Figgy?
Yeah.
Yeah. See what I mean, Figgy?
Nah, not Figgy.
No, not Figgy. That kind of narrows it down now, doesn't it? that kind of narrows it down a little bit. The people, you got to give the people what they want.
Which is?
You have to give the people what they want.
Which is? What do you mean?
Every year, every single year, I make the loopholes money.
I would argue with that.
You can argue all you want, but I do.
I would argue with that strongly.
You can argue with that all you want, but loopholes, no, I've made them money. So we do all our prep. I do my little whatever. Landry does his lab, whatever. Figgy does his
whatever
stuff. Yeah. And I put on there, I teased it yesterday, the old horizontal tease. That's a radio expression, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe 11 o'clock, we're going to have the annual, millions of people watch this. Thousands upon thousands of our listeners are into the
Masters. Big golf following
there
here.
There is a huge golf following here. More than 100,000 people showed up at the Texas Children's Houston Open.
Yes, they did.
So I put all my stuff on.
How many were watching it?
I don't know. Millions, probably, to be honest. So, Figgy, every day I do my little deal, whatever. Put some topics on there, and we use them occasionally. But the moment that loopholes have been waiting for all year, the OG's Masters picks, I put it on the dock. We get our rundown. It's not on the rundown.
Oh, I mean, I just thought it would come up any time. I thought the I thought the Masters thing would come up any time.
I said yesterday. I said about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I'd say probably like 11:35.
All right, 11:35.
Yeah, I think 11:35.
You believe him?
Yeah, 11:35. I mean, when it comes up, it comes up. I'm not going to tease Lopez's Masters picks.
But people want to know. It's Jody Mack show? It's making money.
I don't know that you've ever made anyone money in the
I've
Masters.
Made money a lot. I can show you my receipts.
Know about that.
I can show you my receipts.
We'll do 11:35. Lopez Masters.
Do you believe
picks
in him?
I think, honestly,
I just think it comes up when it comes up.
Yeah, I felt like he don't think it's as important. Yes. I feel like he's waiting on you to bring it up during the show.
Yeah, bring it up.
Not putting it on the rundown. I don't think it was good enough to type on the rundown.
You didn't think it was good enough?
No, he didn't.
No, I said you feel like it's not good enough to write.
You said I didn't think it was. Yeah. You were talking for you.
I was talking for you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Nah, it's coming up. We know that.
I got them all right here, man.
Why you ain't put it on the rundown?
Clear as day on the dock.
Well, I thought it would, you know, confessions or, you know, internet going nuts, Masters, that's an opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Figure something out there. I mean, I thought maybe like the internet goes nuts during Masters. John Lopez starts off his internet going nuts with the Masters. Me teasing Masters. No one wants to. No one.
713-572-4610. It's the greatest week in golf every year. It's the Super Bowl. It's one of the most watched events in sports. It's one of the greatest weeks ever in sports. Landry doesn't like golf. 713-572-4610. Do you want to make money or not? Do you want my Masters picks or not? And by the way, these aren't like all chalk. That's what makes it beautiful. I pick long shots and long shots that pay.
I can tell.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that.
Yes. Yes or no, do you want them? 713-572-4610.
The money, man. Someone said you made a Monopoly money.
Hey, 281. Whatever you're betting, I'm making you money.
Lopez made me Monopoly
money.
Yeah,
if you bet Monopoly money, I made you Monopoly money.
620, thanks for the warning. Switching to music at 11. Yes, that's why you don't tease this stuff.
That's
it just
kind of
comes up. But
that's
thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for understanding 620.
832, Landry is a hater, John. Yes, we want the picks.
Nice flip phone there, buddy. I think that's the guy that was 68 yesterday. Shout out to you, sir. Make sure to...
I'm filling out a poll today. I would love to hear John's pick.
Hey, 832, make sure, I think, you're 17 minutes late. Hopefully you got that vitamin in in you by 10.
I need Lopez's picks. Dude, you're getting embarrassed here, man.
I'm not embarrassed at all.
Can't wait till 1135.
The old folks right there.
Yeah, sure. I want it, John. Well, that's not the first time I've heard that. But anyway, you read them. They're coming in like a ticker, man.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, yes, there is. There's some.
Just because you hate the Masters and golf doesn't mean it's that the masses don't. Whack.
Here's my picks. Yeah. John Lopez picks.
But it's not just like, well, I'd go with blah, blah, blah. It's like, this is why you should put this guy in the top 10.
Now, the one thing. Wait, you go deep into it? I thought you just listed names. Have I been?
No, I said this guy in the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Might have a new element this year.
No. It's the same thing I do every year.
Coming up next, now this I am looking forward to, the game show sweeping the nation. John Lopez presents One Has to Go next.
Biggie, let's hit it big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, so it is the game that is sweeping the nation.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, John Lopez, the OG of In the Loop, proudly brings to you One Has to Go here on Sports Radio 610 on a hump day.
One's got to go, man. Figure you're in on this. This is a segment that we occasionally do on the Bite Me podcast. We did it this week, and you reminded me of this yesterday. What were we talking about with the receivers yesterday? Like,
who's the number one?
Well, no, yes, we were. But, like, how do you fit these receivers into what's going to end up being, like, six receivers on the roster? So, you got me thinking about this because there might be a log jam at the wide receiver position. And it's still a possibility they might draft a wide receiver, too. And we talked about that as well. So, they have a lot of receivers. We know what the frontline guys are going to do. But I'm going to give you two options. One's got to go.
Okay.
By the end of camp, by the end of preseason, one's got to go. John Metchie or Xavier Hutchinson?
Metchie. And the reason is this. Xavier Hutchinson can play special teams. John Metchie, if you're going to be that far down on the depth chart, I like Metchie. I like what he's about and stuff. But unless there's like a significant improvement, and even if he's good in the slot, is he better than Nico Collins, Tank Dell, or Noah Brown, even? Like, is he better than them? I don't know. So I would probably say John Metchie.
Yeah, I agree for that same reason. I think Hutch can play more special team stuff. Metchie, I feel like if he can't play that, he's just out.
And don't forget, he's better at reverses too. Robert Woods or Steven Sims? This is a closer one than I thought.
Well, you say $5 million if Robert Woods
That's
goes.
Why.
So
That's
I think
one
that
reason.
Needs to factor in.
And Sims is a special teams ace.
Yeah, I mean, he scored the touchdown in the playoffs.
I agree.
I'll say both. I wouldn't mind both, but Robert Woods, you say $5 million. You could say $5 million. I think Robert Woods probably has to go.
Yeah, Robert Woods. I'm surprised he's still on the team, to be honest. But
yeah. That was a lot easier than I thought it would be. I'm going to agree with you. So other positions, you might have to make a call as well. My mind just started going down this rabbit hole here. Depending on who you draft. Let's say you draft a tight end somewhere. All right? Tegan Quatoriano or Dalton Keene?
I mean, obviously Dalton Keene, but Tegan Quatoriano can't stay healthy. I also kind of had like a flash the other day. You have to do better than Brevin Jordan at tight end, too.
Mm-hmm.
It So I would almost even say Brevin Jordan because he's not a true tight end. Oh yeah, he's a playmaker, and sometimes you don't need playmakers. Mm-hmm. You need complete tight ends. You need guys who
block.
When they're blocking, they're not completely lost and blowing up plays. So mm-hmm. I think we've kind of chalked in Brevin Jordan as that tight end too, and I think it's kind of a mistake.
I fell into that trap. I wasn't even considering him.
I think he should be fighting for a roster spot. I think as great of a season and as happy as we were for Brevin, as much as I like him. I think you got it. You got to find a solid tight end too. So I would almost say put Brevin Jordan on that list. I'll say King, but Quatoriano just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm going to say King too.
I'm going to say Quatoriano. I think they love King. I think he brings a lot. He's just learning the position, not afraid to block. You know, he plays fullback, you know, that type thing. Now, what if they draft a quarterback at some point, and they've brought two guys in or had combine interviews with a couple of quarterbacks, Davis Mills or Case Keenum?
Has to go?
Yeah.
Keenum. He's washed.
Yeah, I'm going to say Keenum.
I'm going to say trade Davis Mills or whatever. Give Davis Mills an opportunity to get to play somewhere else. Safety position. Do you know they brought in – they've had formal interviews with three safeties?
Yeah, they brought in three of the top
Javon
four.
Javon Bullard.
Yep.
Yeah, and then they interviewed Georgia. Malik Mustafa from Wake Forest and yep. Mark Perry from TCU.
Yep.
Eric Murray or MJ Stewart?
I don't
That's
care.
Tough, man.
I don't know. I guess Eric Murray. I guess.
The special teams thing comes in to play a lot. I'm going to say Eric Murray as well.
Yeah, I'm going to say Eric Murray. He's been here long enough, man.
One has to go here on In the Loop. One's on Sports go. Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Adam Spillane going to give us an update on the Houston Astros phenom.
Yeah.
Might be overselling that. He'll let me know. Making his debut tonight. So baseball spo coming through shortly.
Now let's do our One's Got to Go. Burgers or wings? Can't have many
burgers.
More.
Burgers.
Can't have many more.
Burgers.
Burgers.
Yeah. I gotta have burgers. I gotta have burgers.
You mean gotta go or just keep?
Got to go.
I can get alternatives on burgers.
Wings are gonna go.
I can get alternatives on burgers.
Okay. Yeah, burgers gotta go.
Get the wings, go watch the game, make the wings. It might actually be.
You can eat other pieces of the chicken.
But I also think it's probably in a more healthy. Like for me personally, with my fast food addiction that I battle constantly,
mm-hmm.
taking away the possibility of getting a hamburger might be better for my life. So that's a personal thing.
I love wings, but I gotta have my burgers.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Country music or rap?
Gotta go?
Yeah.
Do I still get the old stuff or is it just the new stuff? You get nothing forever.
You only get one of
those. So no rap.
One of those genres.
No rap or no country.
One of those genres you can never listen to again.
I can never listen to it again. So the past memories don't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Figgy's answer is obvious.
Oh, why is it obvious?
I mean, because he has a hip-hop podcast. Because he has a hip-hop podcast and he doesn't know anything about country music.
Mine's obvious.
He's not Darius
Rucker.
I'm not
a big country guy. So
you think he is?
Mine's country music.
Charlie Pride?
Golly. Hit it again. Hit it again.
Race car! Honestly, if Lopez said classic rock or rap music, I probably would have gave up rap music.
Man, come on.
Hey, I
can listen
you.
To classic rock man, all day long, ass. Man.
I believe you.
Oh, man, I'm tired of rap. I'm low-key tired of rap.
Yeah.
I kind of am, too.
Yeah.
You know what? If you told me I could just listen to country and I don't have to listen to rap anymore, I think I would live fine. So
Sometimes rap put me in a bad mood, man.
Yeah, I'm sitting there listening today. I'm listening like the shuffle. I'm listening like some old Young Dolph, and I'm just like, okay. I mean, what do I want
to
do?
I can't even listen to rap music when I work out.
Yeah,
it just don't motivate.
You listen to that classic rock, baby.
Yeah,
classic rock or
so. You're gonna get rid of rap or over country?
No, but
classic rock you would.
Yeah, I would.
I'll get rid of rap just to be different.
I'm gonna get rid of rap. And
why not?
Yeah.
Although, man, that might be tough. I'll do that.
Salsa or hot sauce?
Oh, hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Yeah. Bye bye.
See, I think hot sauce is more versatile. I'm gonna get rid of salsa.
Yeah, but it's unnecessary at times.
College football or NFL football?
College. Bye.
Yeah, college got to go.
I mean, that would suck, but
I'm going to say NFL, man.
All right. Well, have a good Sunday.
I can watch them on TV.
Have a good Sunday.
Can't go anymore.
Oh, just can't go?
Can't go anymore, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just can't go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you were saying watch it. I thought you said get rid of it totally.
All right, let's do it that way. I'll still say NFL.
Yeah.
The Astrodome or traffic?
Traffic. Come on. What question is that? I get rid of traffic.
I'm gonna say Astrodome. There's always gonna be traffic.
You hate the Astrodome that much?
I hate the Astrodome. See, this is the biggest one of the day. One's gotta go. CJ Stroud or Jose Altuve?
Altuve, bye.
Yeah. Wow.
See ya.
Wow.
Thanks for your service.
So do that get rid of all the memories and all
no,
that stuff?
No, no, no.
Okay.
He's gone. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, peace.
No, see ya.
Appreciate you, bro.
Bye, bud.
Last one, HEB or Breakfast Tacos?
Breakfast Tacos.
Oh, God, no.
Breakfast Tacos.
You can get your groceries.
No, yeah. You can't. Not like that.
Yeah, well, no, not like that, but you can can work around it.
I can't live without him.
You can go to Whole Foods now.
Okay. You give me a raise?
I cannot live without
you
breakfast.
You grocery shop at Whole Foods?
Of course. Sometimes.
Like you stock up?
Sometimes.
Man, you're rich. You are rich as hell.
I am not rich as hell, of all the things,
yeah. Like, it's one thing to buy a new boat and get rid of it a year later, but of all the things you've done, the fact you stock up at Whole Foods,
I don't go every week. I don't go every week.
You just showed your tax bracket, homie.
They got $12 popsicles,
dude,
man.
If you go to Whole Foods and you're, like, getting a few meals for the week and you're getting some chicken and maybe just occasional produce, that's right. You're stocking up.
I don't go everywhere. I go to H-E-B.
My goodness.
I generally go to H-E-B. Whew. But I occasionally go to Whole Foods.
I've never seen nobody with a full card at Whole Foods.
My man didn't even say Kroger. He said Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got to have my breakfast tacos.
You are rich.
No, I am not.
You are rich.
But I will be after the Masters picks.
Goodness gracious.
Stocking up at Whole Foods is crazy.
That's wild to me.
It's not that crazy.
Okay. Okay, go get your baggies, your trash bags, your
They got those cool green bags. Get you some dish detergent.
Get you some stuff like that. Get you all that at Whole Foods and tell me how cheap that is.
You gotta show that receipt next time you stock up.
I thought this case study was going one direction. It took a complete turn there. Goodness gracious. Coming up, who the hell is this guy that's going to be on the mound for the Astros tonight? There's a lot of excitement about him. Should there be? Will Adam Spillane rain on the parade? And what does he think about the latest with Framber Valdez? The always anticipated visit with Baseball Spo next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize it.
Sports Radio 610.
Who they want? Who they want?
Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo. Baseball.
All right, Adam Spillane is with us. Astros 4-8. It is early. Framber Valdez going to the IL, though. How concerned should we be about the hopeful ace of the Houston Astros, Framber Valdez, as he heads to the IL?
I mean, it's not great. And the kind of the tack that they took with it this week was strange, where all of a sudden he gets scratched on Monday and you have Joe Espada and Dana Brown both saying how it's not a big deal and they're encouraged because he's not on the IL, and then 24 hours later he's on the IL. And they're also they said this as he was in Houston. It was obviously bad enough for him to be sent back to Houston to get examined by the doctor. So yeah, clearly it's something, and whenever it's the elbow, that's always going to be something that you're worried about, especially now. And so yeah, They didn't say much about it yesterday before the game in Kansas City. So you're not going by a whole lot, but clearly the fact that they're bringing up their best pitching prospect probably means that they think he's going to be out for at least a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what did he say yesterday? Maybe a couple of starts or something. It's got to be more than that, right?
But again, this is the same guy who said we don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, you tell me it's not a big deal because he's not on the IL. Then he goes on the IL.
He's not a position player. Yeah. Like, position players, maybe you can come back, you know, but a pitcher?
Yeah, if he's shut down from throwing for a couple of weeks, he's going to have to ramp up and start throwing it. Yeah, so it's not great, obviously.
Mm-hmm. So who the hell is this? This guy we got on the bump today. Give us the Adam Spillane scouting report. Minor league pitcher of the year last year. And now we're going to get a look at someone, one of the few prospects that it seems like people are very excited about around here.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about him. I haven't seen him pitch.
That's an upset. Yeah, no, that's an upset. Wow.
He's a seventh round pick a few years back, a college guy from
Cinco Ranch,
Louisiana. He went to Louisiana Lafayette. Mm-hmm. He's not big. Like, he's 6'1", so he's not like the prototypical guy that you would think of as a right handed starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. But he added velocity since he joined the organization. He's gotten he's taken to what they have given him in terms of just the information, and he's used that to his ability, and he's turned himself into a prospect, because I don't think he was necessarily considered one when he got drafted. I mean, sixth or seventh round, that's an okay guy, but that's not somebody that you're thinking is going to be somebody who's going to man your rotation. He has trouble throwing strikes, and I think that will probably be the big thing that hurts him at this level. If you don't throw strikes at the minor league level, you can get a lot more chase down there than you can up here. So he's got to be able to throw strikes. Otherwise, he's going to have trouble getting deep into games. I don't know how deep they expect him to get in this game tonight, just because it's not like they let him go a lot during his two starts in AAA this year. So hard to say. I talked to a scout about him last year who kind of said that he topped out as like a fourth starter. So he's a prospect, but he's not, like, they brought up Hunter Brown a couple years ago. He's not that level of prospect.
Yeah. What are their pitching prospects right now? We were talking earlier about Sean tweeted something yesterday that the Astros have Justin Verlander, Fromber, Lance McCullers, Luis Garcia, and Urquidy on the injured list, and that's a rotation that most teams would kill for, something along those lines. And that's my question. Is it? I feel probably better about Luis Garcia than any of those guys.
Well, I mean, he's probably the youngest out of that crew, and also he's the guy who it's just been the one injury, and I think that it has been shown that you can come back from Tommy John. Mm-hmm. Like, that's hardly a death knell. Whereas Urquidy's had multiple shoulder issues, McCullers has had a million different issues over the last couple of years, and Verlander's 41. So I don't know if I would go that far, but yeah, that's a pretty good rotation though that they do have on the IL. At this point, and yeah, those guys will come back, and that's kind of like they have basically used up all of their pitching depth within the organization just at the start of the season with Urquidy and Verlander going on the IL. Like, Blanco was supposed to be the depth that they had, and they've had to bring up the Henley kid from Sugar Land. Now they're bringing up Eric Eddie. So
that poor guy.
I guess he didn't have his shoes.
I mean,
I heard Ron and Clint talking about it.
It was very much a last second thing, and like what you heard Dana Brown said, basically we brought him up because it was his turn to pitch. And that's basically what it was, because they knew it would be a little iffy for Framber, I guess, on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The problem is their AAA starter on Sunday was Justin Verlander. So Justin Verlander was going to make that. You're not like pushing Justin Verlander back to possibly make a start on Monday in Arlington. So yeah, the options were very slim, and good for him. He's a big leaguer now. And gets a little bit more money.
For
so,
one out.
Yeah, hey. for it counts.
It counts.
What is going to happen with Abreu? Is this just going to be a 162-game struggle? What are we doing?
I think this is probably the biggest challenge that Joe Espada has right now to figure this out. Because how you handle this, I think, will go a long way to just how you're viewed in the clubhouse. And I know he's not a new guy in this clubhouse, but it looks really bad. Mm-hmm. Like I don't care how bad he started, seasons in the past. Yeah. Like this is a whole new level. And we also have to go back to last season where, he came on a little bit in September and in the postseason, but that's a long way off, and you just don't have time to wait for that to happen.
You gotta get there.
Yeah, exactly. So it looks bad, but he is a guy in that clubhouse who is well liked. Really well. He's a highly respected guy.
And well, that's cool.
And you don't want to embarrass. Awesome. You don't want to embarrass cool. players like that.
He embarrasses himself every time he goes on the field.
I don't know, but the other thing, they still have other options right now. Mm-hmm. Like, there just aren't a lot of directions. Like, I've seen people say, well, Mauricio Dubon should be playing first base. They don't want Mauricio Dubon to be playing first base every day.
Yeah.
They want Mauricio Dubon in the role that he is in right now, which is spelling the middle infielders, getting some starts in center field, coming off the bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting pinch hit for by John with John Singleton.
Well, that's a roster construction issue.
And is John Singleton Joe Espada's Martin Maldonado?
No, they have John Singleton on the roster for a reason.
Why?
And that is to pinch hit against right-handed relievers.
But
late
he has
in game.
Better numbers against lefties.
That's a very small sample size, and they know
that's what they use.
But which tells you all you need to know about what they think about him against lefties. Like, they know, everybody knows, the world knows
what
that he
has. What
do
the numbers tell you?
I don't know.
He's
what the numbers
tell
you.
Better against right-handers.
He's bad. He's hitting against right-handers.
I mean, he's better against left-handers.
Okay, but again, that's 125 plate appearance sample size in the big leagues, which also remember you're going like 10 years apart too between appearances. So like, great, he might have hit lefties well 10 years ago.
But you're pinch hitting DeMond? Ago.
No, I understand this. The problem with the Singleton thing is that they did not do anything to address the bench in the offseason outside of Caratini. Mm-hmm. Like going into the season with John Singleton on the bench and Gray Kessinger on the bench was a mistake. I heard, I don't know how many times I've heard from Dana Brown over the last 6 months talking about we need a left-handed bat, we need a left-handed bat, we need a left-handed bat. Well, go out and get one. And they haven't done that.
Yeah.
And so that's how you end up with John Singleton on your bench as your left-handed pinch hitter late in games. And Gray Kessinger has played in 3 games this year. Mm-hmm. Like what is the point of that? So you're basically wasting roster spots on guys who should not be at this level because you failed to address your bench in the offseason. So the fact that you're basically playing 26 against 24 at this point, and Singleton is playing, but he's not very good. Mm-hmm. So that's a Dana Brown problem, where Dana Brown needs to go out and get a left-handed hitter who can come off the bench and help them. Because right now, the guy that he's giving Joe Espada is not getting the job done.
Is Dana Brown a problem?
Is he a problem? No, I don't think so. He's just got to... There's just got to be a little bit more foresight with some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Dana Brown was brought in for, you know, scouting acumen and to really help build up the minor league system. The problem with that is they don't have a ton of draft picks at this point. They lose the first round pick last year for this year's draft because of signing Hader. They got to go out and find some guys. And right now, they have not done a great job of it. But yeah, the roster construction has been a little shaky, to say the least. The way they handled the offseason with both the bench and the bullpen was not great. The fact that the only guys that they signed to major league contracts over the offseason were Caratini and Hader, that's not great.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with a lot of guys, you know, their bench is being made up of guys that were claimed off waivers or non-roster invitees. Like, that's not what you're looking for. Like, great, you make the big splashy move, but you also have to fill in around the margins. That's how you have depth within your organization. And so that part of it has not been great so far.
Adam Spillane with us here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
This is depressing.
Is there anything that we should be significantly concerned about outside of the pitching with the Astros, or is it still too early?
No,
I don't know the rules.
I mean, they've lost a bunch of close games. You know, they lose 3 of 4 to the Yankees. They could have won, what, 3 of those? They lost a close game yesterday to Kansas City. So it's not like they're getting blown. You know, they had a couple blowouts in Arlington, at least the second game in Arlington. So I think ultimately they're going to be fine. But
we're playing close game already.
But I mean, that's what it is. Like, you're basically looking at coin flip games, and that's what the sport is. So
you're scaring me, Spo.
I think they're ultimately going to be
what's
okay.
Fine.
Fine is probably the position that they were in last year. I think what did you had them for what 90 in the high 90s with wins?
No, I had them at 90.
He
right
had them at
90.
I had them mid 90s. This year I have them at 88.
Yeah, I think that right now, just because pitchers keep falling, they keep losing these guys. Now they're going to get some of them back. Verlander might make one more minor league start, and then he could be back next week. We'll see about if they lose Framber for an extended amount of time. Mm-hmm. Another guy's got to step up. Like, Hunter Brown hasn't been very good through his first couple starts, so he's got to be better. Christian Javier has got to continue. Christian Javier has been pretty good so far this season. That has to continue. Like, they need consistency out of that spot because it is hard for them right now with just the lack of depth within the organization and the fact that it's really going to be hard for them to improve the roster over the summer because they just don't have a lot to trade at this point. So it's tough, but they're still sitting okay just because of how good their really good players are.
Mm-hmm. Now let's remind you, after the visit with Baseball Spo, it is still early. Spo, we appreciate you, my friend.
Wait, it's April 10th. Man,
it's early.
It's early.
It's not even Masters. The Masters haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
Damn right it will.
It definitely hadn't.
Yeah.
Coming up next, PTP's primetime projections. Are the Texans going to get the maximum allotment of primetime games? We'll make the case next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.